I want to hear what Bruce Williamson has to say. Bruce is a spokesman for Rail Future, the independent campaign for a better passenger and freight network. What was your gut reaction to all the stuff I've just been talking about, Bruce?
Well, my gut reaction is that the timing is incredibly poor, and I think they need to get their PR people on this, because it's just a day after this announcement of £20 million to sort of, invest or shore up the Southern network, and it seems just very, very bad PR to say, well, look, here's £20 million, oh, look, next day we've made £100 million profit. Even on a sort of superficial level, it looks really bad, although obviously, as you've rightly pointed out, when you look a little bit closer into the details, it's not quite as bad as that. It's not direct in the sense that they're getting money with one hand and taking it away with the other, but it certainly appears like
that. Well, the holding company is.
Well, that's the thing. The holding company is making this money, whereas, as they claim, the train operating company or Network Rail are getting the money to improve services. Yeah. But the flow of money isn't direct.
You see, I was always brought up with the notion that the government, certainly Tory governments, didn't bail out lame ducks, and yet, to some extent, we are bailing out lame ducks, aren't we? And if you're going to do that, I mean, there is an argument. I'm not wholly convinced it's the right one, but there is an argument that you might as well nationalise a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if you've taken a decision to privatise the railway, for right or wrong, and I'm not going to come down on either side of it, I'm pretty certain your other guy will say he wants it re-nationalised, it's certainly possible. But the irony is, of course, that Southern is about 25% owned by the French National Railway Company, SNCF.
Like a lot of others. Foreign-owned too, or partly foreign-owned.
Rather bizarre position where we privatised the railway only to give it over to other nationalised railways. So it is a bit bizarre there. But yeah, that generally, if you privatise the railway, then you have to accept that those franchise holders have to make a profit. Otherwise, they're not going to bid for the franchises.
Last word to you, Simon. Nationalisation, I presume you're for it?
Well, yes. But I think the important point is state ownership is a real problem for the Tory government. But what we're seeing is the evidence is Deutsche Bahn owned the Arriva Group, you've got Nederland Spoorwagen owned the Abellio Group, you've got SNCF involved with Go Ahead. So, state ownership isn't the problem, it's just so long as the British state isn't doing it.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. Simon's Assistant General Secretary of ASLEF, and Bruce Williamson is spokesman for Rail Future. I'd like to hear your thoughts now, 0345...